That's Jesus Was a Walking Man from Amy Ray's new album called Holler. And the voice that we just heard there was Ruthie Mae Harris, who's a really amazing lady, one of the original Freedom Singers from Albany, Georgia. Just real quick, just tell me what it was like, because she must be getting on in years, so it must have been something to like go find her and get her to record that.
Yeah, so I had a friend of mine that knows her and said, and I was talking about wanting someone to do like a sermon during the middle of the song, and my friend was like, I'm friends with one of the original Freedom Singers, and I was like, oh, that sounds exactly like what I want. So I got an introduction, and I drove down about 4 hours down from where I live to Albany, and I just went into her neighborhood and walked up to her door and knocked on it. I mean, I called her a couple of times, and we left each other messages, but I didn't actually physically talk to her. So
what'd she say? You just show up at her door?
She's the sweetest, most generous woman in the whole world.
Wow.
But I was so nervous to meet her. She's so compelling as a human, and she was one of the original Freedom Singers and went to every march, and she still tours around and talks about the civil rights movement and sings songs. And I have a friend, Toshi Regan, whose mom I knew her. So I texted Toshi on the way down there. I was at like a pecan stand, and I was like, I'll text Toshi. And I texted her, and I was like, I'm going to see this woman. I think you may know her. Because I was so nervous. I wanted like something to connect with her on. Toshi's like, Amy, I got your back. She practically raised me. Just tell her you know me and you'll be fine. Oh. And that's exactly what I did. I walked in and I went, I'm friends with Toshi Regan. You know, just like, I was so nervous. I mean, I was like, I'm just intimidated by her. But she was great. She never usually talks in studio sessions. She usually just sings. And so she was like really into like the new thing of like doing a speaking part instead. Hmm. And then she sung too as well. So
it's really moving.
Yeah, she's cool.
That's really moving. So you have one more song to do for us today, and it's called Didn't Know a Damn Thing. Now, when I think about you and how outspoken you are about progressive ideas, I think of you as somebody who has always been that way. I think that's our perception, and what an interesting song this is, where you sing about all of the parts of history that you might have missed and what the boy on the bus next to you might be going through that you didn't even know about. So before we hear you play the song, just why did you want to let us know what you have to say in this song?
Well, because I think we can all relate to this idea that we go through life of somewhat sheltered sometimes, and there's all these things going on around us that are really big, and we should be taking them in, and we don't always take them in, and then you realize the impact later. And growing up in the South, especially, I grew up and the civil rights movement was still going on all around me. I mean, there were lynchings happening in Alabama and Mississippi, and people dying, and bombings in Atlanta, and the Atlanta child murders, and the Ku Klux Klan had a camp at Stone Mountain Park where I had Girl Scout camp every, you know, three times a year. I went out there all the time. My friends were all actors on the train ride around the mountain that had depicted a scene of Indians and cowboys fighting each other, and they all dressed up like Indians. And, you know, I drove around in a Camaro with a Reagan bumper sticker on it half my life. You know, I've been through it. You know, I was pro-life for a long time when I was a young child in church and saw all the movies about fetal parts, and it disturbed me, so I became pro-life, and then I discovered, you know, the reality of feminism and women's issues, and so I'm just saying I've been through it, you know, and I know what it's like to be on both sides of it, and to have that click moment where you're enlightened. And I'm not disparaging other people's beliefs. I'm just saying, like, for me, when I learned the truth about all these things, I was like, wow, like, I didn't know anything. And my church sheltered me, my school sheltered me, my parents sheltered me, and they all had the best intentions. But what it did is it kept me from knowing what was really going on. So that's what the song's about.
Thank you.
All right.